Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主的弟兄姐妹，大家下午好。
First, I'd like to thank Brother Kim for teaching us the song.
我们首先感谢启恩弟兄教导我们这首歌。
And not just that, but for taking the time to do the pinyin translations and the translations into English, and also to look up the music for it.
不但如此，还花时间把我们翻译成拼音和翻译成英文。
I personally, when I sang the song, I just felt very touched by the wordings in the song.
当我唱那首歌的时候，我非常的感动。
And trust that all the songs that we have sang actually really have already prepared our hearts for what God wants to speak to us this afternoon.
我相信今天我们下午所唱的歌已经预备好我们今天的心来听神的道。
Actually, this is not my original sermons for today.
但这并不是我一开始准备的讲道。
About 2 weeks ago, my wife asked me, "What are you going to share next time?"
那大概两个礼拜前，我太太就问我，我到底要分享什么呢
？I told her I'm going to talk about fellowship among brothers and sisters.
我跟她讲说，我就想讲在弟兄主内弟兄姐妹中怎么样交通。
And she suggested that maybe you should talk about fellowship with God first.
那他就向我建议，我应该先跟大家分享怎样与神交通。
And as I thought about that, I thought that is truly appropriate.
我想一想，我觉得确实是应该这样做。
And I thought I don't have time to talk about both in one sermon.
那我觉得我可能不够时间把两个题目都在今天讲完。
So today I'm just going to share with you about fellowship with God.
所以今天我只跟大家分享怎样与神相交。
And if the Lord's willing, the next time I'll share with you the fellowship among brothers and sisters.
那之后如果神主愿意的话，我也可以跟大家分享怎样主内弟兄姐妹交通。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
The Almighty God, the God who created the whole universe.
慈爱的天父，万能天父。创造了宇宙万物。
You are great. You are the greatest.
你是伟大的，你是最伟大的。
And yet you are also our loving Father.
但你同时也是那位慈爱的父。
And you desire to have that fellowship and relationship with us.
你希望与我们能有交通团契的时间。
Father, I ask that this afternoon you will stir in our hearts to know that desire.
父神啊，愿你今天下午能让我们热心，让我们有这个渴望去与你交通。
That we will desire to have fellowship with you.
那我们能渴望与您交通。
That we will grow in our relationship with you.
那我们能在与你的关系中成长。
We pray that you bind the evil one.
神，愿你捆绑那恶者。
We pray that you open our eyes and our ears and our hearts that we will hear you.
愿你开启我们的心思意念来聆听你的话语。
We pray that you speak to us this afternoon.
父神啊，我们祷告，请求你能向我们说话。
In Christ's name, I pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Now, dear brothers and sisters, what I'm going to share with you today, perhaps some of you already know.
大家可能有一些已经知道我今天所分享的题目。
But as Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
就如使徒彼得他在彼得后书讲一章十二节讲到
Therefore I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things though you know them and are established in the present truth Yes, I think it is right as long as I'm in this tent to stir you up by reminding you
彼得后书一章十二节讲到你们虽然晓得这些事并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
So my purpose today here is to urge you.
因此，我今天是想鼓励大家。
And to stir you up so that you will have that desire to want to have fellowship with God.
激励你们的心，让你们有这个渴望与神交通。
Actually, I think it should be my hope today is that God will stir up in our hearts.To have fellowship with him.
我今天最大的希望就是神能激励大家的心。
Because I fear that among us Christians, there are some who may be Christians for many years.
因为我相信有些基督徒可能已经大家在座的已经做了很多年的基督徒了。
Maybe there are some of us who have been Christians for more than 10 years.
可能已经是老基督徒多过十年的。
Maybe more than 20 years.
可能已经是多过二十年。
But your relationship with the Lord today and compared to the first day that you knew Him, there's no difference.
但可能我们跟他的关系，跟我们第一天认识他是没有太大的成长。
Now, if that is the case, that is a very sad case.
那如果是这样子的话，是非常的不幸的。
So I hope that each one of us, as we get to know the Lord, that we will grow from the day that we knew Him.
那我希望大家，当我们能认识主耶稣的时候，我们能不断的跟他的关系成长。
That you will not be just that after 10 years, 20 years, our relationship with Him is still the same.
而不是说十年、二十年以后，我们和主的关系是跟十年以前是一样的。
We haven't grown any closer to Him.
我们没有与他更加在关系中成长。
So like Peter said, I want to stir you up.
因此，使徒彼得讲到说要激发我们。
Stir myself up, say each one of us will grow, will have that desire to want to fellowship with God.
激发我们，让我们有这个渴望与神在他的关系中成长。
Now, Jason's briefly talks about the definition of fellowship last week.
泽圣上个礼拜讲到团契，交通团契。
So I will not spend much time, but I'll just briefly talk to, tell you. The word fellowship basically can be translated into partnership, communion, partaker.
那交通或者相交这个词在翻译的话可以作为比如说合伙或者是亲密的交流或者是分享。
The Greek words come from the original root word of koinos, which means having something in common.
那它的希腊词跟意思就是共同参与。
So to have fellowship with God is to have a relationship with God, to have something in common with Him.
因此与神相交就是与神有一个关系，与神共同参与。
So the passage that we read today from 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3,
因此我们今天所读到在约翰一书第一章一到三节讲到。
Now the apostle John probably is the most fitting person to tell us about this.
那使徒约翰可能是最恰当的那位使徒，能告诉我们怎么样与神相交。
Why? Because if you look at, if you turn to John chapter 13, verse 23.
为什么呢？当我们翻到约翰福音十三章二十三节的时候，
you will see that how close was the relationship between John and Jesus himself.
你会发现使徒约翰他跟耶稣的关系是多么的亲密。
So you see here, he said, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
这里讲到有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
And this person is the Apostle John.
那这个门徒就是约翰。
And he is sharing something with us. If you turn with me back to 1 John now.
如果大家在翻到约翰一书的时候，
And you look at chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
如果大家看到约翰一书第二和第三节的时候，
Now he is sharing something with us that he has personally experienced.
他在这里分享到他亲身经历过的事情。
His ears had heard.
那他亲耳听见的。
His eyes had seen.
他亲眼看见的。
And he had looked upon.
那他也看到过的。
His hands had touched.
他手也触摸过的。
It was personal and intimate.
是跟他亲密的。
It was real and precious.
是真实的，也是宝贵的。
And this is the experience that he is calling us to.
那他也呼召我们，也共同分享这个经历。
To have such intimate and personal relationship with God.
是与神有一个个人的以及是亲密的经历。
Now, as we were praying just now, one of the sisters were praying about our God is the living God.
我们刚刚祷告的时候，在祷告会里有一个姐妹就祷告到神是活着的真神。
And he is the one that wants to have fellowship with us.
那他是希望与我们有交通的神。
And he wants us to experience him.
他希望我们 能经历到它。
Now, what do you think is the main purpose that God called us?
那你觉得神为什么呼召我们呢？
Is it to work for Him?
他的主要目的是什么呢？是不是要我们帮他做事情呢？
Is it to serve Him?
是不是要我们去服侍他呢？
Is it to give Him our money?
是不是要我们捐钱给他呢？
What do you think God called us? What is the main purpose?
那你觉得神为什么呼召我们？他主要的目的是什么呢？
If you have the Bible, please turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1:9.
如果大家有圣经的话，请一起翻到哥林多前书一章第九节。
1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的。你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
So the main purpose that God called us is to have fellowship with Him.
因此神呼召我们的主要目的是要我们与他相交。
But unfortunately today we have many Christians who are very busy.
但是很不幸的，我们都非常的繁忙。
We are busy in activities such asattending seminars and conferences.
我们可能忙于去参加会议，参加讲座。
Going to meetings.
去参加不同的会议。
And now if there's a speaker or a singing choir comes from somewhere, we have to go.
去听比如说基督徒的演唱会之类的。
And serving in the church.
或者是在教会里忙于服侍。
Raising fund for good cause.
那可能是为了慈善而忙于筹款。
Now, don't misunderstand me. These are all good things.
不要误会我，这些都非常的好。
And don't stop doing them.
你们不应该停止做这些好的事情。
But what I'm saying is that some of us are so busy doing all these things and we neglect our Lord.
但是我想讲的就是，我们当中可能有些太忙于做这些事情。而真正忽略了我们真正的目的。
We have neglected the most important thing, which is to fellowship with God.
我们忽略了最重要的事情，那就是与神交通。
If you turn with me to Luke chapter 10,
那如果我们一起翻到路加福音第十章的话
，verse 38 to 42,
三十八到四十二节
，the passage that we read,
就是我们刚刚。所读到的经文。
Now we take a little bit of time to look at this passage.
那我们花一点时间来读这段经文。
First, let us look at the person's Martha.
首先让我们看看这一个女人马大。
Now, if you look at verse 38, Martha is actually the one that welcomed Jesus into her house.
如果你读这里的话，你就发现马大其实是接耶稣到他自己家里的那位人。
All right, so she was really the host.
他就是家里的主人。
But if you look at verse 40, you found that what happened, what one thing that came upon Martha, she was distracted.
那但是如果你细读第四十节的时候，你发现马大要做很多的事情，他事后的事情非常的多。
The same thing is happening to us Christians today. We are distracted.
那同样的，我们基督徒也很容易被分心。
We are distracted by many activities which is not very important.
我们会被一些相对没那么重要的事情所打扰，所分心。
So, and Martha obviously was upset.
那马大她并不是非常的高兴。
She was upset about Mary.
她对她的妹妹有点不满。
Why did I say that?
那为什么我这样子讲呢？
Because you see that she came to Jesus and complained.
因为他在耶稣面前就抱怨。
She said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me."
他跟耶稣讲说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
Actually, what Martha did was very, what we can say is understandable.
其实马大所做的，我们是可以理解的。
Because you know, she was busy.You know, serving, helping, which is something that is good. And Jesus felt that she was all alone. Nobody was helping her.
因为她是忙于伺候主，那她觉得自己一个人在那里，没有人能帮得了她。
But very often, the way that Jesus responds is beyond what we normally think also.
那同样的，耶稣的回答是超乎了我们所能想象的。
He did not say, yeah, all right, I'll get somebody to help you out.
他耶稣并没有说，好吧，我叫别人来帮你吗？
Verse 41, he said, Martha, Martha, you are worried about and troubled about many things.
他说到，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
And when, you know, when Jesus mentioned the name twice, Martha, Martha,
当耶稣讲到马大马大这两个字的两次的时候
No, it means he's not rebuking her.
这意思就是耶稣并不是斥责她。
But I think he's just telling Martha, 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 haven't you got it yet?
他的意思可能说马大马大，难道你还没有明白吗？
You are worried about so many things, but only one thing is needful.
你为许多的事情操心，但是只有一件事情是不可少的。
You have overlooked the thing that is most important.
你忽略了那最重要的事情。
And Mary has chosen that.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
So what Jesus is telling us here is that many things are not important. There is only one thing that's important.
这里耶稣的意思就是许多事情其实并不是重要的，只有一件事情是非常的重要的。
Now we look at verse 39, see what was the thing that Mary had chosen.
那我们看看第39节，那 玛利亚也就是马太的妹妹，马大的妹妹做了一些什么的事情呢？
Mary, the Bible told us that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
The word here sat means sit close by.
这个意思就是静坐在耶稣的脚前。
And not only she sat there, but she heard his word.
不但如此，她也在听他的道。
Very often we come to church and we thought we heard God's word.
许多时候我们来到教会，我们觉得我们有听神的道。
But really very often I believe most Christians don't hear God's word.
但是我相信许多基督徒可能不一定在教会真的是听神的道。
We come, we hear a sermon, we go home, we forget about the sermon.
我们来到教会听到一个讲道，回到家就把讲道给忘记了。
So, but Mary has chosen the best thing, the most important thing. She cameunder Jesus' feet, and she heard him.
那玛利亚是选择了那上好的福分，她坐在耶稣脚前听他的道。
So that is the one thing that is needed, Jesus said. Nothing else.
耶稣就说这件事情是最重要的，别的事情都不重要。
And in the same way, I'd like to encourage to say this, that brothers and sisters, this is the one thing that we need most today.
那同样的，我在这里鼓励大家跟听耶稣的道是最重要的。
Is to have fellowship with our God.
就是要与神交通是最重要的。
Now let me ask you wives.
那我问一下在座的妻子。
Those who are wives, how would you like to have a husband that does everything for you?
如果你有一个丈夫为你生活点点滴滴都照顾好一切。
He provides for the home, he fixes up problems around the house quickly.
他养家糊口，那他也为家里大小事情都做得很好。
He takes care of the children. He plans for their education.
他照顾他的小孩，那他也为他们，比如说教育啊，各方面都做得非常的周全。
He lets you do anything you like for your leisure activities.
他让你在你空余的时间做你任何喜欢做的事情。
He plans for your retirement.
他甚至连养老、连退休都准备好了。
In fact, he does everything that you can think of.
你能想到的他都做到了。
Anyone has a husband like that?
在座的太太们有没有一个这样子的丈夫呢？
Now let's say if you have a husband like that, but there's one thing he doesn't do.
那假设说你的丈夫就是这样子的一个人，但是他有一件事却没有做。
He doesn't spend time with you.
他没有花时间与你一起。
He hardly talk to you.
他很少花时间跟你讲话。
Because he's so busy.
因为他太忙碌了。
Would you like a husband like that?
你希望你的丈夫是这样子的一个人吗？
No.
不。
Now, in the same way, that is what, how God look at us.
同样的，神也是这样子看我们。
God want us to spend time with Him.
神是希望我们花时间与他一起。
In fact, He really doesn't need us to do all these things for Him.
说实在的，神并不需要我们为他做任何的事情。
He only gave us that privilege to work alongside.
他是给我们一个机会，给予我们一个特权，与他一起同工。
He does not need our money.
他不需要我们的金钱。
He owns the whole world.
他拥有这世界一切的财富。
He does not really even need us to preach the gospel.
他更其实也不需要我们帮他传福音。
Because if he wants, he can send a prophet or angels to preach the gospel.
因为他要的话，他可以让先知或者天使传福音。
If you read Revelation, you saw that there were two prophets that came and proclaimed the gospels to the whole world.
如果你看启示录的话，那讲到就是有两个先知是来传福音的。
But God allowed us to do all these things. He gave us that privilege.
但是神是允许我们有机会参与他的事工。
But we must not do these things alone.
但我们不能单单为了做事工而做事工。
We must have God at our side.
我们必须要有神在我们身边。
Because if you read Psalms 127 verse 1,
如果你读到诗篇127第一节。
He said, "Unless the Lord builds the house, he who labor in vain."
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
So if you don't fellowship with God, if you don't have Him at your side,
因为如果你没有与神交通的话，那你没有他在你身边的话。
Now you can be busy doing all these things, and you will not account to much in eternity.
你可能很繁忙的做这些事工，但是这些事工对于永恒来讲确实没有太大的价值。
But if you have fellowship with God, you will naturally want to do all those things.
但是如果你能与神交通的话，那你就自然而然的会希望想做这些事情。
Because as you fellowship with God, you start to see things from His perspective.
因为你花时间与神一起，你就能学会从神的角度看事情。
Because God loves man, and He doesn't want any one of us to be lost.
因为神爱世人，那他不希望每一个人丢失。
So you will also have a desire in you to want to share the gospel with the lost.
那你也会自然而然会有这个心愿去为迷失的人传福音。
God is kind and He is good.
神是善良的，他也是好的。
And that will make you want to be kind and good to others.
那你也会变得善良。
He had pity on the poor.
那他神是怜悯穷人的。
So you will also have pity on the poor.
那同样的，你也会开始怜悯穷人。
He is forgiving.
他是慈悲的。
And you will also learn to forgive others.
那你也会学会怎样去赦免别人的罪。
He is faithful.
他是信实广大的。
And you will want to be faithful too.
那你也会学会怎样变得有信实。
Next, I'd like just to share with you some thoughts how we can have fellowship with God through the day.
那接下来我想跟大家分享我们在一天当中怎样能与神交通。
Now, first things I'd like to suggest is that we thank Him when you first wake up.
第一件事情，我们需要在我们起床，早上起床的时候感谢他。
And then after that, you spend your quiet time with Him.
你起完床之后就要花时间与他灵修。
Then you pray to Him.
然后你要向他祷告。
And as through the day, praise Him and seek His guidance.
然后在一天当中，你要不断的赞美他，也祈求他的指引。
Then before you sleep, you thank Him.
在你睡之前，你也得感谢他。
Now let me take you through each one of these.
那让我们。一起详细看每一点。
So the first thing you do after you wake up, when you're still in bed, thank the Lord.
那当你还在床上，早上你一醒的时候，你就应该感谢神。
Now, what is your first thought when you first wake up in bed?
那当你一早起来的时候，你第一个念头是什么呢？
Is it about the things that you need to do for the day?
是不是你一醒起来就想到你今天要做的事情呢？
Is it about the problems that you are facing in your life?
是不是你今天遇到的难题呢？
Is it about the earthly investment that you have made?
还是说你会想到你生意投资呢？
Is it about the plan that you have for the day?
还是你会想到你今天所做的计划呢？
You know, for most of us, I think The moment we wake up, there are so many things that fill our mind.
对我们在座的，我觉得我们一早起来的时候，我们就有很多的念头。
Let me encourage you to turn your thoughts to the Lord the first thing you wake up.
那我鼓励大家一起来，第一件事就是放在神的身上。
Thank Him for the good night rest.
要感谢他，感谢他给我们一个好的睡眠。
Thank Him that for giving you life to live today.
感谢他给我们今天生命气息去活着。
All right, so after that, when you wake up, first thing to do is to have your quiet time with the Lord.
那之后，我们起床之后，我们就要有灵修的时间。
Now I've spoken to people and I hear people they're sharing their struggles about having quiet time.
那我跟一些朋友分享，那他们也讲到他们很难有灵修的时间。
And two main reasons usually come up.
有两个主要的原因。
First one is I don't have time. I'm just too busy.
第一个原因就是我没有时间，我太忙了。
The second one, especially is now with winter coming, is it's very hard to get up in the morning. It's nice and cozy in a bed.
特别是冬天来临了，那我会觉得太冷了，起不来床。
These are all valid reasons.
这些理由都是很合理的。
Most of us are very busy people.
我们都是非常忙碌的人。
And it is not easy to wake up on a cold morning.
特别在寒冷的冬天早上，其实要起来是很不容易的。
But let me ask you a question. Now, if you have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning,
但我问大家一个问题，如果你早上六点钟就得去上班的话，
Do you wake up?
那你会按时起来吗？
You do, don't you?
那 你肯定会按时起来，不是吗？
Or is somebody important say like the Queen of England invites you for breakfast at 5 a.m.
那假设有一个很重要的人物，比如说英女皇，她邀请你早上五点钟去与她一起共进早餐。
Would you wake up in time for the breakfast?
你会一早就起来洗刷干净
you,
准备去早餐吗？
You would, don't you?
你肯定会。
All right, because it's somebody important that invites you.
因为那是一个非常重要的人物邀请了你。
But who is the Queen of England compared to our Lord?
但是对比英女皇来讲，我们的主是怎么样的一个王呢？
She probably only reigned for what 60, 70 years maybe.
那英女皇可能只是当了女皇六七十年。
And she only reigns over England. She doesn't have real power anyway. Also,
她只是英国的女皇，那她也没有实质的权力。
But our Lord is the King of Kings.
但我们的神是万王之王。
The Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
The one who created the whole universe.
他是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Now he wants to have fellowship with you.
他希望早上与你分享，花时间与你一起。
He invites you to have fellowship with him.
他邀请你与他一起交通早上。
Would you take that lightly?
那你不会重视这个邀请吗？
Perhaps some of us, you know, can remember when we first became Christian.
可能我们在座的还记得我们刚变成基督徒的时候。
Now at that time, we delight to meet with the Lord.
在那个时候，我们非常的渴望与神交通。
We wake up and spend a quiet time with Him.
我们很乐意的早上起来与神灵修。
But somehow, after a little while,
但过了一段的时间
，the time that we spend with Him seems to get shorter and shorter.
我们与他在一起的时间变得越来越短了。
And then after a little while, instead of meeting him every morning, we miss some days.
那再过一段时间，可能我们就不是每天早上灵修，而是偶尔灵修。
Or sometimes we even miss the whole week.
可能是一个礼拜有灵修，一个礼拜没有灵修。
And that just goes on and on, and until we just stop spending time with him.
那这样子恶性循环，直到我们不再有花时间与神在一起。
Perhaps some of us think that there is no such a need.
可能我们有时候觉得并不需要有灵修的时间。
After all, we go to church once a week.
因为我们每个礼拜都有去做礼拜。
And we hear the sermons.
我们也听人讲道。
And we know the Bible a little bit already.
那我们也明白了圣经的一些道理。
So we can get by without the Lord. We don't really need Him.
那我们也并不需要花时间与神在一起。
Now I hope you're not thinking like that.
我希望你不要这样子。
Because if you do, it is a very dangerous state you are in.
因为如果你这样子想的话，其实是非常危险的。
Because none of us is able to live our Christian life by ourselves.
因为我们没有一个人能靠自己的能力过属于基督徒的生命。
By our own strength, by our own cleverness.
没有一个人是能靠自己的力量，靠自己的聪明才智。
Unless the Lord is with us, we will fail.
如果神不与我们同在的话，我们就会失败。
Now, how do we spend quiet time?
那我们早上怎么样与神灵修呢？
I have shared this before, so I'll just quickly run it through.
我之前跟大家分享过，所以我就很快的过一遍。
This is a time where you just, you know, you quiet your heart before the Lord.
这个就是你要在神面前安静下来的时间。
You read the Bible through.
你要读一段经文。
And you ask some questions.
你要问自己一些问题。
You ask questions like, is there sin to confess?
你问，比如说这些问题啊，有没有罪要认
？Is there a command to obey?
有没有要遵守神的诫命
？Then you write it down. You note it down the date, the passage.That you read.
你可以把它写下来，写上日期。
And also the key lessons you've learned.
还有关键的学到的东西。
But let me say this. Our aim is to have 7 hours, 7.
No, 让我再次重申，我们的目的是一个礼拜有七天都要有灵修。
Not just 3 or 4 or 5.
而不是一个礼拜只有3到5天的灵修时间。
All right, we move on next. Let's.The next thing we do is we pray to him.
那下一个我们要做的就是我们要向他祷告。
Again, this one I'll take you quickly through because I've shared this before.
那我很快的过一遍，因为我之前也跟大家分享过了。
We confess our sins to him.
我们向他认罪。
We thank him.
我们感谢他。
We pray for others.
为他人代祷。
We pray for ourselves.
为我自己祷告。
And we praise him.
赞美他。
Now next.Through the day, what we do through the day?
那在一天当中，我们需要做些什么事情呢？
First, we praise Him.
首先，我们赞美他。
Now, praise is the most selfless type of prayer.
赞美是最无私的祷告。
As a young believer, most of our prayer is about asking.
如果是新的基督徒，他们刚开始祷告只是请求神给予他东西。
Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. It is just natural.
这并没有错，这是自然而然你要做的事情。
As we just become Christian, you know, we ask.
当你刚信主的时候，你会喜欢向神祈求。
And God is also very gracious. He answers our prayer readily.
那神也是非常有怜悯，那他也会垂听我们的祷告。
So as a young believer, we ask God for health and wealth.
那刚信主的基督徒可能会向神请求有。财富或者是健康
，for peace and joy，
平安喜乐
，for blessings and prosperity，
有繁荣，还有就是有祝福。
We ask for ourselves, for our family，
我们也为自己家里人祷告。
For our friends, but it all centers around us，
为朋友祷告，但是主要都是以我为中心向神祷告。
Later we start to learn to thank him，
那之后我们开始学会怎样去感谢他。
We thank him for the food。
我们感谢他给我们食物
，for health and wealth。
那感谢他给我们健康和财富
，for peace and joy。
平安和喜乐
，for suffering and long for blessings and prosperity。
感谢他给予我们繁荣和给我们祝福
，but we don't thank him for sickness and poverty。
但是我们没有为疾病或者是贫穷向他感恩
，for trouble and sorrow。
或者为痛苦、为困难向他感谢
；for suffering and losses，
或者是为损失和灾难。
But as we mature, perhaps we start to accept some of these things as from the Lord.
但当我们不断成熟的时候，我们也开始向神为这些事情而感谢。
Although we may still struggle giving thanks for that.
虽然有时我们很难向他感谢坏的事情
，but we learn to accept.All right, Lord, this is your will for my life.
但是我们学会了承认 向主说道，这是你在我生命中的意愿。
But even up to this stage, it is still all about us.
但是在这个阶段，我们祷告还是以我为中心。
It is nothing about God.
没有以神为中心的祷告。
But as we start to praise God,
但当我们开始赞美神的时候
，slowly we put more and more focus on God.
我们逐渐将我们的注意力从我自己身上转移到神的身上
and we put less and less focus on ourselves.
我们就不是再以自我为中心了，而是以神为中心的祷告。
Let me take you through some examples of praises that we can do through the day.
让我举例说一说怎么样在一天当中能感谢神。
As we ponder on His greatness, we are lost in His wonder. We are
当我们想到他是如何伟大的时候，那我们也会自然而然赞美他。
We are reminded of how minute we are.
我们也会想到我们是如何，人是如何的渺小。
As we think about God's glory, we can't really picture what it's like.
当我们想到神的荣耀的时候，我们真是很难想象是怎样的一个画面。
Maybe the closest thing that I can think of is.Imagine the sun shining into your eyes, the brightness of that.
就如同能最接近想象的画面，就是你看着太阳，那太阳的热量能把你的眼睛给灼伤。
As we ponder on His power, our problem becomes insignificant.
当我们能思想到他的大能的时候，我们的问题就变得微不足道。
As we ponder on His holiness, we are realize how sinful we are.
当我们思想到他的圣洁，我们也会觉得自己是多么的污秽。
As we ponder on His mercy, we are reminded to be thankful and grateful for all that He's done in our lives.
当我们想到他的怜悯、他的恩典，那我们也会自己要觉得自己也会学会怜悯别人。
As we think about He is an omnipotent God, then we ask ourselves, why are we so fearful?
那我们想到。神他是无所不能的神，那我们也会问到自己为什么还害怕生命中这么多事情呢？
As we ponder on His sovereignty, we ask ourselves, why do we still worry?
我们想到神他是全能掌权的神，那我们为什么还为生命的事情担忧呢？
Because He is in control, He will not allow any harm and evil to come to us.
他是那位掌权的神，他并不会让任何恶的事情发生在我们身上。
As we ponder on His fatherhood, we can rest in Him, but we know that He will take care of us like a father.
当我们思想到他是如何慈爱的父神的时候，我们也可以在他的怀中安息。
As we ponder that He is an omniscient God, we are reminded we can tell Him anything.
那我们知道他是那位全能无所不能的神，那我们也会知道我们可以告诉他任何的事情。
Because He knows everything, even our deepest thought.
因为他是无所不能的，所以他知道一切的事情，就如我们最心里最深的意念，他都知道。
As we ponder upon His love,
当我们思想到他的爱的时候
，we wonder how He can love such a one as I.
那我们就会想到他竟然还能顾念我。
One who is unworthy of His love.
我们是如何不配得他的爱？
As we ponder upon His faithfulness,
当我们思想到他的信实
we can trust Him for everything because He never failed His word.
我们就可以在凡事信靠他，因为他从未在他的诺言中失败过。
As we think about God is good,
当我们想到神是好的神
we have the assurance that whatever things that comes into our life, He allows it for our good.
那无论我们生命中遇到什么事情，他都有他的旨意，都是为了我们的好而做的。
So we can rest in Him and have peace in our heart.
因此，我们也可以在我们心中有平安，在他怀中安息。
So let's learn to praise God more through our day.
所以我们必须要学会怎样在一天当中更多的赞美神。
You know, you can do that in.Through your day, no matter what you do,
你在一天当中，你都可以这样子做。
You know, when you're driving on the road, when you are in the train to your work,
当你开车的时候，比如说或者坐火车上班的时候
，you can do all these things.
你就可以赞美神。
Next, as we go through the day, we seek His guidance.
那接着我要讲到的就是在一天当中，我们要寻求他 的指引。
If you have the Bible, you turn to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
如果你有箴言，如果能翻到箴言第三章五节的话，这里讲到。
First part is trusting the Lord with all thine heart.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Now, first thing we must do is we must trust God.
我们要专心仰赖耶和华。
He is the Almighty God, the Omnipotent God.
他是那全能无所不能的神。
The Sovereign God, the God who is good.
掌权的神，以及是善良的神。
He is God who cares for us, who loves us.
他是爱我们、关心我们的神。
Who is mercy and kind, and He is our Heavenly Father.
他是慈悲，他是我们天上的父神。
Now next, we must trust Him wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly.
我们必须全心信靠他，而不是半心半信半疑的信靠他。
Because He is a perfect God, He cannot accept a heart from us that is partial.
因为他是那完全的神，他并不希望我们半信半疑的信靠他。
Half of our hearts given to the world, and then whatever is left, we give it to God. That is not appropriate.
只把一半的心思去信靠他，另一半的心思却是放在世俗的事情上。
Because He has given us His own Son, His most precious Son.
因为他已经把他最宝贵的儿子给予我们。
And how can we give to Him anything less than our whole heart?
因此，我们一定要全心全意的信靠他。
Next, we lean not unto our own understanding.
然后这里又箴言三章五节第二句话讲到，不可依靠自己的聪明。
You know, when we face with issues and decisions and problems, our first reaction is to do it the way I know how.
因为我们生活如果遇到了困难，或者遇到要做决定的时候，我们第一个反应就是要快点做决定。
Based on the experience that we have.
根据自己。以往的经历。
But the Bible here tells us, do not lean on your own understanding.
但是圣经却提醒到，不要依靠自己的聪明。
So we are to search the Word of God and find out what the Word of God teaches us, and we do it accordingly.
因此，我们必须要寻找神的话语，通过神的话语来寻找答案。
Next, in all thy ways acknowledge Him.
在第三章六节讲到，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
We are to have regard for God in all things we do.
我们必须在一切所行的事上都认定他。
To have respect for Him in every decision we make.
一切所做的决定都要尊重他。
We are to ask questions like, what would God do in such a situation?
我们要问自己的问题就是，如果神耶稣在这个时候他会怎么做呢？
Now, would my decisions bring glory to Him?
我的决定能带与神荣耀吗？
Would He be pleased?
他会高兴吗？
It must be all about Him and not about us.
你的决定必须是以他为中心，而不是以你为中心。
In all decisions, we want to seek to honor Him and please Him.
在我们所有的决定当中，我们都希望能荣耀他，也能蒙他悦纳。
Now next, and He shall direct thy path.
然后最后一句讲到，他必指引你的路。
Now he is the promise from God, one who cannot lie.
那这就是那位信实广大神他所做的诺言。
He tells us that if you do all the above, I will direct your path.
他承诺我们，如果我们能做到之前讲到的那三项，他就必指引我们的路。
Many have wondered and lament saying that I don't know what to do.
很多人都会抱怨或者说不知道自己。是下一步要做什么事情。
Or some of us may have even gone on the wrong path.
那很多时候我们可能自己做了决定是错误的。
But this need not be if we are only willing to do those things.
但是如果我们愿意做这三件事情的话，这些事情都不会发生。
God promised He will direct our path.
神他承诺他必指引我们的路。
Okay, we move on next now. Before you sleep.
那接着就是在你晚上睡觉前
Thank Him and meditate on God or His Word.
那我们要感谢他，也要默想他的话语。
As you lie in bed and waiting to get into sleep, again, many things come into our minds.
当你晚上准备睡觉的时候，你又会想到很多的事情。
Perhaps we worry about the works that has not been done.
可能你会操心，担心你今天没做完的事情。
Perhaps we worry about our children.
或者你为了你的小孩而操心。
Perhaps we even worry about our church and people in the church.
或者你就是考虑到教会弟兄姐妹们的事情。
But the Bible tells us in Matthew, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things."
但在马太福音六章三十四节讲到，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
So the best things to do is to ask God to give you a good night rest.
因此，最好你要做的最好的事情就是请求神给予你一个好的睡眠。
And I first Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you."
就如同彼得前书五章七节讲到，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Thank Him for allowing you to live the day.
谢谢你，谢谢他让你今天有生命气息又度过了一天。
Thank Him for guiding you through the day.
谢谢他今天又指引你。
Thank Him for providing you through the day.
谢谢他今天对你的供应。
And protecting you through the day.
对你的保护。
And trust Him to take care of you tomorrow.
你也同样要相信神明天依然会照顾你。
Rest and enjoy your sleep.
然后就开始睡觉了。
First John 1:3.
那第约翰一书一章三节讲到。
Here it reminds us that if we want to have fellowship with one another,
那这里讲到，如果我们要彼此相交的话
，we must first have fellowship with God.
我们必须要与神有交通。
If we don't have fellowship with the Father,
如果我们与父没有交通的话
，we can't have fellowship with other believers.
我们也不可能跟别的信徒有任何的交通。
We can get together and try to do things together.
我们可能
We can.
We can.
我们可以在一起做一些事情。
But unless we are in fellowship with God, our gathering will be just a mere human effort.
那除非神与我们同在，否则我们所一起做的事情只是人所做的事情。
And it will not build up much.
那对于永恒来讲并没有非常大的价值。
So let me urge you again, brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我再鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
Fellowship with God.
与神交通。
Let this be the number one priority in your life.
将这个成为你生命中的头等大事。
Let other things go.
那不要操心别的事情。
Even some good things.
哪怕是好的事情。
But don't ever give up time of fellowship with God.
无论你怎么做，你都不可以放弃与神交通的时间。
Because that is the primary purpose He made us.
因为那正是他创造我们的第一个目的。
That's why He sacrificed His Son for us.
也正是因为如此，他将他的爱子耶稣为我们牺牲。
So that we can have fellowship with Him.
因此我们能与他有交通。
We can enjoy his presence in our lives even when we are still living on this earth.
那我们可以在我们有生之年能享受到他与我们同在。
You know, some of us have the misconcept that eternal life starts after we die.
那我们可能有些时候觉得永恒是我们死去之后才发生的。
And we start to enjoy God only when after we die here, we go to heaven, we enjoy His presence.
那我们只有在我们过完了今生的生命之后，才能享受到神的同在。
No, you don't have to wait until then. You can start here right now, today.
但事实上是永恒是从现在开始。
To have fellowship with Him and to enjoy His presence in your life.
神的交通，神的同在，从今天就可以开始。
You know the song we sang about my best friend?
那刚刚我们那首耶稣恩友的那首歌
it talks about 在我人生的每一个台阶
Sorry. It talks about
in every stop in my life.
在我人生每一个台阶
在我人生的每一个小站
在人生每一个小
stop.
In every stop of my life,
你的手总是在搀拉着我。
Your
hand always holds me.
Your hand always holds me.
把我带在你身边。
You keep me beside you.
Now that is our God.
那这就是我的神。
And that is what He wants to do for us and with us.
他就是希望这样子，与我们同在。
And let us enjoy and experience the presence of Him in our lives.
让我们能享受到神的同在。
Start spending time with Him through your day, every moment of your life, and enjoy His presence.
开始花时间与他交通，享受他在你生命中的同在。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Father, you are a loving Father.
慈爱的父神，你是那慈爱的父神。
You love us and you call us.
你爱我们，你呼召我们。
That we may have fellowship with you.
让我们能与你相交。
Lord, many a times we are busy in things of this world.
很多时候我们都是被世上的事物缠身。
Help us to have wisdom to put aside these things.
让我们有智慧，能把这些事情搁在一边。
And give us that desire, that commitment to want to spend time with you each day.
给予我们渴望，给予我们决心去花时间与你一同分享。
May you walk with us and you hold our hands each day as you have promised.
愿你与我们同在，每天牵我们的手。
We thank you for such a promise.
父神，我也谢谢你向我们许下的承诺。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祈求了。
Amen.
Amen.